The bottom-up approach. Because of the limitations of the top-down approach to artificial intelligence, attempts have been made to use a bottom-up approach instead. That is, to mimic evolution and the way a baby learns. Insects, for example, do not navigate by scanning their environment and reducing the image to trillions upon trillions of pixels that they process with supercomputers. Instead, insect brains are composed of neural networks, learning machines that slowly learn how to navigate in a hostile world by bumping into it. At MIT, walking robots were notoriously difficult to create via the top-down approach. But simple bug-like mechanical creatures that bump into the environment and learn from scratch can successfully scurry around the floor at MIT within a matter of minutes. Rodney Brooks, director of MIT's famed Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, famous for its huge lumbering top-down walking robots, became a heretic when he explored the idea of tiny insectoid robots that learn to walk the old-fashioned way by stumbling and bumping into things. Instead of using elaborate computer programs to mathematically compute the precise position of their feet as they walked, his insectoids used trial and error to coordinate their leg motions using little computer power. Today, many of the descendants of Brooks' insectoid robots are on Mars gathering data for NASA, scurrying across the bleak Martian landscape with a mind of their own. Brooks believes that his insectoids are ideally suited to explore the solar system. One of Brooks' projects has been COG, an attempt to create a mechanical robot with the intelligence of a 6-month-old child. On the outside, COG looks like a jumble of wires, circuits, and gears, except that it has a head, eyes, and arms. No laws of intelligence have been programmed into it. Instead, it is designed to focus its eyes on a human trainer who tries to teach it simple skills. One researcher who became pregnant made a bet as to which would learn faster, COG or her child by the age of 2. The child far surpassed COG. For all the successes in mimicking the behavior of insects, robots using neural networks have performed miserably when their programmers have tried to duplicate in them the behavior of higher organisms like mammals. The most advanced robot using neural networks can walk across the room or swim in water, but it cannot jump and hunt like a dog in the forest, or scurry around the room like a rat. Many large neural network robots may consist of tens to perhaps hundreds of neurons. The human brain, however, has over 100 billion neurons. See Aligons, a very simple worm whose nervous system has been completely mapped by biologists, has just over 300 neurons in its nervous system, making its nervous system perhaps one of the simplest found in nature. But there are over 7,000 synapses between these neurons. As simple as C. elegans is, its nervous system is so complex that no one has yet been able to construct a computer model of this brain. In 1988, one computer expert predicted that by now we should have robots with about 100 million artificial neurons. Actually, a neural network with 100 neurons is considered exceptional. The supreme irony is that machines can effortlessly perform tasks that humans consider hard, such as multiplying large numbers or playing chess. But machines stumble badly when asked to perform tasks that are supremely easy for human beings, such as walking across a room, recognizing faces, or gossiping with a friend. The reason is that our most advanced computers are basically just adding machines. Our brain, however, is exquisitely designed by evolution to solve the mundane problems of survival, which require a whole complex architecture of thought, such as common sense and pattern recognition. Survival in the forest did not depend on calculus or chess, but on evading predators, finding mates, and adjusting to changing environments. MIT's Marvin Minsky, one of the original founders of AI, summarizes the problems of AI in this way. The history of AI is sort of funny, because the first real accomplishments were beautiful things, like a machine that could do proofs in logic or do well in a calculus course. But then we started to try to make machines that could answer questions about the simple kinds of stories that are in a first-grade reader book. There's no machine today that can do that. Some believe that eventually there will be a grand synthesis between the two approaches, the top-down and bottom-up, which may provide the key to artificial intelligence and human-like robots. After all, when a child learns, although he first relies mainly on the bottom-up approach, bumping into his surroundings, eventually he receives instruction from parents, books, and school teachers, and learns from the top-down approach. As an adult, we constantly blend these two approaches. A cook, for example, reads from a recipe, but also constantly samples a dish as it is cooking. Hans Moravec says, "Fully intelligent machines will result when the mechanical golden spike is driven, uniting the two efforts, probably within the next 40 years."